Thanks very much, Joe, and please join me in thanking our third panel, if you would. Let me also thank Superintendent Torti. As some of you know, he will be ending a 30-plus year career as a state-based insurance regulator, and he has brought so much to this discussion on captives and the regulation of captives. So please join me in thanking Superintendent Torti. Thank you. I hope you found the session to be educational and informative, this CIPR event. The discussions to me certainly demonstrate that we've made some considerable steps in providing a regulatory framework that addressed some of the risk and some of the opportunities afforded by the use of captive reinsurance. Clearly, we started in 14 with adoption of the XXX and AXXX reinsurance framework, including AG 48, to establish some consistency and transparency. And now we are currently working on the new model reg, which Joe said, which is a great time for me to plug our reinsurance task force, which will meet Friday at 3:30 in Potomac C&D, so hopefully you'll be here. There was some confusion earlier on PBR. We do anticipate PBR to begin implementation as early as January 1 of 2017. So a real heavy lift by insurance regulators in the industry as we right-size reserves for all life insurers. We are on a path for greater consistency and transparency, but we still have work to do. So let me thank you for sticking with us and continuing to participate in all of the work streams, whether it be through e-committee, through accreditation, through the reinsurance task force. I will say that the exec plenary on Sunday morning, if you're here, they will take up and consider the issue of accreditation standard for XXX and AXXX to be effective January 1 of 16, and then to have a marker for variable annuity and long-term care as part of the accreditation process, which will again treat those entities, if they are not following the regulatory framework, as multi-state insurers. Clearly, the use and regulation of insurer-owned captives, it's a hotly debated topic. And we've taken many steps to establish standards to ensure strong solvency protection and to achieve greater consistency and transparency. This event hopefully revealed some additional issues worthy of our consideration as we all work together to meet those issues. Please join me in one final round of applause. I want to thank the panel members and participants and also the staff. Thank you for participating. The size of this room at 6 o'clock, it tells its story. So good night.